The Watcher, A Girl from the Stars. The little girl sat there. She sat there for 3 years. She just sat there on a little stool. She sat in the middle of the room. She sat staring into space, or perhaps it was into stars. She sat smiling, and she was silent. Words, were there none? Her mother noticed, others did not. Her mother knew this was to be kept secret, silent. The social milieu frowns on such seemingly asocial behavior. Note the word seemingly. It has a great story to tell. The social agreement is to remove such ones from the herd. They are unique, different, they don't fit the homogeneous mold. The mother knew. She knew the little girl was doing well. She knew the little girl was happy. The smile, it was there. It was always there. The smile, it spoke. Even the mother would say, "It is time for a nap or to go to bed." The little girl would smile and go to sleep, and the smile was there. 4 years of age arrived. The little girl found nature. The little girl found trees and birds and squirrels. She found turtles and crabs and on. High into the trees she climbed, embraced, content, joyful. Still she smiled. The little girl found an escape. She escaped the anger, the fights, the alcoholic mom and dad. The little girl witnessed both silence and the world around her. She watched. She noticed what others were doing. The little girl was a watcher. The little girl watched. She watched everything. She noticed that she was different somehow. She noticed that she was learning how to be in the world. She found it strange. This little girl found it challenging. There were so many that were sad or angry. The little girl could see through the masks. She could see the call for help. The little girl thus began her soul expression. She was there for her mother, a sister, and many friends. The years came and went. The little girl grew. Now she was smiley. Many called her smiley. The girl did not yet know of the out-of-balance human beings upon the planet, creating wars everywhere, at every level of society, from homes to nations. The girl still thought her little family was the only family with so much pain. And so it is, she learned, the local family on out to the global families. Imbalance does often reign. And the girl noticed, they think this is normal. Teenage and college years arrived, and it became very difficult to be unique. The girl now worked to fit in, to be liked. She entered a career she did not want. It was an acceptable field for a woman. The smile began to fade like a flower in the fall. It began to disappear. Life on planet Earth became traumatic. Joy seemed to come to people when they bought things, ate things, or drank. Joy seemed to come when entertainment was around. Joy seeming to come when all were wildly dancing. And so it is, the watcher began to dance. She wildly moved whenever the music came. It seemed to clear the field, like her first 3 years of sitting, and the ensuing years, high in the trees. The watcher danced. Joy arose. And still her life's expression was not right. She had no sense of the direction to take. Life delivered a near-death experience, a seeming disaster. And now the watcher watched within. The watcher viewed her life, past, present, future, simultaneously in the now. She watched it through the lens of joy, an exalted joy never known by the human being. The watcher glimpsed spiritual being In the second of the head-on car collision, the Watcher could now see light around all living things. The Watcher had deepened into the experience of being in the world, not of the world. Slowly, the Watcher saw humanity living in the marketplace of beliefs, buying and selling beliefs and living the beliefs like a vast, tainted coating covering transparency. Slowly, the Watcher saw more and more of her own beliefs. Slowly, the Watcher learned to ignore them, let them go. They returned to the field of light, and her light grew brighter. Slowly, the Watcher allowed herself to identify with the light of consciousness, and slowly began to be no more. With spiritual identity came a hastening, a quickening, and in the Watcher, the smile emerged. She could feel where to cast to ones in need. The Watcher deepened in soul expression. The Watcher began to draw, paint, sculpt, write, sound, and thus began the flow. The Watcher did see the flow as the sacred river of life. The Watcher did notice that the flow caused joy to arise. The Watcher did notice she was living from the inside out. She did notice that more and more she could ignore outer pressures. The only press remaining was soul expression. And so it is that the Watcher watched inwardly, learning that we may express outwardly. And so it is that the Watcher watched and waited for others, so ready to be in the illumined flow of the river of life, the river of convergence, so prepared by life to nod yes. And the Watcher noticed life had a simplicity. Though the world shouted, complex, difficult, the Watcher knew, and she knows. The Watcher knows, humanity knows. Prior to mind, they know, all know. The Watcher knows there is only consciousness, and beyond that, the Watcher disappears and arises pure I am awareness. The Watcher smiles.